4 months. It's an impossibility on your solar 1-7 count. Take a look at it. And take Yahweh's word's truth. You got your back to the wall. You can't win against Yahweh's word. It is true. And it's forever settled, forevermore. Praise Yahweh. Pastor Buddy.
Thank you, Brother Mike. And we're talking about the commandment keeping. We're going to read you a verse of scripture right here, Brother Mike, in the Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Brother Mike is talking about the fourth commandment, Sabbath keeping. And it's been demonstrated in a wonderful debate that we just had, Brother Arnold, representing the Lunar Sabbath, and Brother Kirk, representing the Solar Sabbath, actually the Gregorian calendar, because the Gregorian calendar is not an accurate solar calendar. It's very inaccurate, and yet they keep their time posted on the seven-day count according to the Gregorian calendar. Now, the errors of the Gregorian has been pointed out numerous times. It has many weaknesses, and Brother Arnold did a good job of pointing out the errors of that Sabbath. I thought Brother Arnold did an excellent job in debating Brother Jerry, and Brother Jerry seemed like to me was hedging a little bit about coming in there and doing the count with Brother Arnold. If the wave offering was on the 16th of that month, and I believe there was an acknowledgement that it was, then, ladies and gentlemen, it's a matter of mathematics to count up to the 21st would have been 6 working days, and again, the Sabbath would have been on the 22nd. But Arnold, if you're listening tonight, we think you've done a wonderful job, and Yahweh blessed that effort, and we hope that the people who got to listen into the debate, and if you didn't get to listen to it, our webmaster, Brother Bob, has got all of those sermons posted on our website. That's www.oneyahweh.com. You can go there and find about 15 hours of teaching on the Lunar Sabbath and the 3-hour debate versus the Gregorian calendar. It was a wonderful experience, Brother Mike. And you got another word here?
I was add, he said had their backs to the wall and to the east, and they worshiped the sun god Tammuz. You think the sun is the center of your universe? Yahweh is the center of your universe. He died on the 15th day of Abib, which is the full moon. And that's the 15th day, and throughout all those months, you got to enter into his Sabbath, his new moons, his rest. You're still in outer darkness. Well, if you can't see the light, then go to hell, devil, and die in your darkness.
Well, what you're saying there, Mike, is the scripture says that that they that stiffen their neck and harden their heart after being rebuked will be destroyed in that without remedy. And all nations, here's the word. It seems like it's a hard saying, but it's true. If you fail to enter into his rest, take heed now. The Bible said take heed. Now, to enter into his rest is to keep the Sabbath day that he rests on. And so the time mechanisms of the heavens designed exclusively by Yahweh that no man can get into the heavens and to monkey with the mechanics of the timepiece. So it's wonderful to know that Yahweh has set a timepiece in the heavens. Incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Well, we got a brother that's going to come up next, Brother Jonathan, from down in the great state of South Carolina. Brother Jonathan, welcome here to Pentecost.
Well, praise Yahweh, brother. I love you, and it's a good and a pleasure to be here and be able to praise and glorify the holy name of Yahweh and to be able to stand upon the altar and just enjoy and be with each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you, Brother John, and it's wonderful to have you here with us in fellowship. We've had a wonderful service today. Two souls that repented and was baptized in the great name of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Jonathan, that is part of the battle. The Bible said he that wins souls is wise. So, you know, we ain't got time for the devil.
That's right.
But we want to make time for Yahweh.
That's right.
You know, the devil has made it so inconvenient to serve Yahweh that you literally have to sacrifice to make time for him. Listen to this. When you seek wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, if you seek her as silver and rich and searchest for her as hidden treasures, listen, then shalt thou understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of the Mighty One. For Yahweh giveth wisdom out of his mouth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Jonathan, the wisdom that Yahweh gives is written down on the pages of the Holy Writ. And the Bible said to search the Scriptures and to prove all things. I thought Brother Arnold, again, did a wonderful job. Brother R.C., we got Brother R.C. here from the great state of Illinois. Get it right in here, Brother R.C., and give your witness to the people on the radio.
Thank you, brother, pastor, and friend, and neighbors. You don't know what you're missing if you don't come down here and serve Yahweh. Keep his feast days and proclaim his holy assemblies. And my friends, if you see someone walking down the street, a mixed mongrels with the white folks, you better get out of them, my friend. You better get out of them, and you better get out of them and stay out of them. Get back to Yahweh. So, do what you have to do, my friend, and serve Yahweh. Yahweh says, kind African. That don't mean go out there and the pastor get an elephant and a mule. You get a white man and a white woman and serve Yahweh. Serve him with having little children. Praise Yahweh. Holy name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother R.C. Discretion. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion shall preserve you, and understanding shall keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil man. Now, Brother Jonathan, what does that mean? Well, that means that the system of man is set up to counter or to pervert or to change the ways of Yahweh. You know, the Bible said they will cast the truth to the ground, and the Bible says that they will prosper. Now, why would they cast the truth to the ground? Because Yahweh's ways are not theirs.
That's right.
The world hates Yahweh.
That's right.
They do not want to serve him. They do not want to keep his commandments. They think if they don't never kill nobody in life, they've kept the commandments. And yet Yahweh didn't talk about killing people. He talked about murdering. Thou shalt not murder. It wasn't related to thou shalt not kill, because there's times, and the Bible says there is times, and we're going to read that, Brother John, over here in the book of law, that they keep thee from these things, and behold, there is a time and there is a place for all things. Now, what are they? Forget not my law, Proverbs says, chapter 3, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. If you forsake Yahweh, he'll forsake you. If you draw near to Yahweh, it's evident that he's going to draw near unto you. Now, we've got the host of the feast here present, Brother Odell, and you've heard him speak on the radio many times before. Brother Odell, we thank you for all this hospitality, Southern style, brother. Brought to you courtesy of Odell in Miss Virginia. And we love these hosts, and we've been treated as guests with honor and dignity. and it means a whole lot to us, and especially the two souls, Brother Odell, that we got today in the labor for the fruits and all these works and all the time that you and Virginia have spent to prepare the place here for us to come. You have done a wonderful job, and for the two souls, there will be a reward in heaven. For, as the Bible said, he that wins souls is wise. Brother Odell, let's have a word from you here.
Thank you, Brother Buddy. We have experienced the Spirit, and I am now, and we've had a wonderful time. It's been joyous and wonderful, and as Brother Buddy said, that having the opportunity to get to go to a mountain stream and have a waterfall and a pool of water to see these Israelites get baptized today was a blessing, and I have baptized in that same spot myself, but I just want to say, no matter who you are, how old you are, seems like that you have to get a little age on you before you ever realize the sincerity and the significance of learning Yahweh's name. And I tell you what, I'll just be real brief. I was 52 years old when I learned the name. And I was a hard-shelled, dyed-in-the-wool Baptist boy, and I went to church for 52 years. Even when I was real small, my mom and dad made us go. And what I learned, I've used in the correct name. And I wished I could have met all of you that's listening, and I praise Yahweh for the sister and the brother that came here.
Amen.
It was the most important move they ever make on this side of eternity, and it's a pleasure to get to see them, because we didn't know who they were until they stepped up to the plate. They forsake family, friends, and they got a journey ahead of them, but it's a wonderful and a joyous journey, and you will be rewarded for everything that they do and everything that you do. And if you're somewhere listening tonight, I welcome you here into our home, and I appreciate getting to talk to you, and I want to encourage you to continue listening to Pastor Buddy and support him with your prayers and anything that you can do. And I'm going to give it back to him, and some of the other brothers are going to talk, but you've never experienced anything until you experience Yahweh and then get to go to a baptizing. Well, his joy unspeakable, and the glory of Yahweh shone about everybody that was there. And I want you to know, if you're out there and you're Jacob Israel, I love you and hope to meet you someday.
Praise
and we'll go to the creek together, and I'll just and if you'll show up and get baptized, I'll get baptized again with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Odell. You know, here in the book of Isaiah, and I'm going to read here in verse 18, "For thus saith Yahweh that created the heavens, Yahweh himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh and there's none else." The question is, who did he form back in Genesis chapter 1 and 2? Well, he formed Adam. Now, he created in the sixth day, but he formed actually it was the ninth day that he formed. Did you know that Yahweh rested on the Sabbath? That was the eighth day. And then on the ninth day, he formed Adam that's the first work day that Adam came into existence, ladies and gentlemen, because Yahweh rested the eighth day, and Adam became the ninth day man. It really, we talk about Adam being the eighth day, it was on the eighth day that Yahweh got an ideal. Instead of creating, he formed. And then the spirit that didn't have a beginning or an end was put in the eternal Adam. You see, that's the difference between the temporary dwellers of the earth. Now, I'm gonna show you here. Verse 21. Yea, tell them and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I, saith Yahweh? And there is no God beside me, a just God and a Savior, and there is none beside me. Behold, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return unto me void. That unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Ladies and gentlemen, he created it for the house of Jacob Israel. To them only has he given a covenant to, and to them only does he love. All right, from the great state of Michigan. Brother Randy, you've heard him many times here on the festivals. And here's Brother Randy, and Brother Randy, give us that word of faith, brother, that you like to talk about.
Well, hallelujah. I guess I've just explained a little bit. I was, like many people have done, I was in the Judeo-Christian church for 35 years. Then I heard Yahweh. And I had to study and find out about that. And I found that that is the true name. And that that is the name that we should all be using. It is the only name. On faith, you know, the word says in chapter 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But in our spiritual eye, we need to be seeing things as though they are not. If you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and doubt not. Those things that you say will come to pass. You'll have whatsoever you say it. But folks, the thing with this also, as we want our best from Yahweh, but many times we're not willing to give him our best. And as I've heard said before, you know, we need to have a heavenly bank account like we have a bank account here on earth. If you deposit $10,000 in it, and you need to get $5,000 or $4,000, whatever amount, out later on, we go down to that bank and write a check and say, I want $4,000 or $5,000 out of my account, and you have the faith because you have put it in the bank. You know it's yours. It's no different with the word of Yahweh. There's over 30,000 promises to the children of Yah in the Bible. Each and every one of them are ours. But we have to make a heavenly deposit in the Bible, just as we do in a bank in the physical realm. And if we don't have nothing in our bank account in heaven, how can we expect our Heavenly Father to give us something that there's nothing there? And I just praise Yahweh for being down here, and thank Odell. I never get enough of hearing Pastor Buddy preach. I've probably listened to the best preachers down through the years that they say is around, and I've never heard anyone with the knowledge or the wisdom that Pastor Buddy has. And I'm very, very, very thankful for Pastor Buddy. I'm thankful for all of our brothers and sisters here. They have a true love for each other like I've never seen before. And, you know, as far as Pastor Buddy, I just want to say he could use your prayers. And I would just appreciate anybody listening to this broadcast. Let's say a special prayer for Pastor Buddy tonight. And with that, we love you out there in Radio Land. And search your heart. You know, you may have some questions, may have some doubts, but search your heart. We've been brought up believing a certain way. People don't like change. I didn't either. When I first started finding out things weren't quite the way I had believed for 35 years, I wanted to kick holes in the wall. But through studying and through prayer and more studying and more prayer and doing some fasting, I found out that I was kind of going down the wrong road. And I just pray tonight that each and every one of you would search your heart. And if you've got questions, as Pastor Buddy always does at the end of his broadcast, he gives his phone number. Call him. Talk to him. He don't bite. Maybe he should sometimes, but he don't. And he'll be gentle, and he'll answer your questions, and then search him out again and seek. And with that, I give all the praise to Yahweh. Give him the glory. Love Yahweh. Love all my brothers and sisters here. Love you out there in Radio Land. Here's Pastor Buddy.
Thank you, Brother Randy. We appreciate that kind word there from Brother Randy. You know, all the word of Yahweh is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. Now, Brother Jonathan wants to leave you with a word here from South Carolina. So, Brother Jonathan, you testified just a while ago, but you want to bring it on again. Bring it on there, Brother.
Brother Buddy, I certainly do appreciate it. And I just want to say, you know, I've been in this here for about 12 years now. I was praying for truth for about 3 months before I heard you and Brother Arnold on the radio. And that night when I was riding down the road, matter of fact, I was down in Rins, Georgia, going through there, and I heard y'all on the radio that night, and I stopped down there and I called y'all. And from that day forth, of hearing the name of Yahweh and searching it out. I was only 32 years old at that time, and I'm 44 now. Soon be 45, but it's been 12 years that I've been knowing you. And it's been a great pleasure, and it's been a great honor to be able to serve today, serve our Heavenly Father Yahweh. He's brought me into a lot of truth and a lot of knowledge. And you know, Betty, I had never heard of the name of Yahweh. These preachers, every one of them that I asked about the name, oh yeah, they have heard it. You know, they knew the name and everything, but they would not preach it.
Right.
They won't teach the truth.
Right.
Buddy, and they're going to burn in hell
Amen.
For that.
Amen.
And they're going to be taking those that will not
Amen.
Search out.
Amen.
They're going to be taking them to hell with them. Buddy, we have got to search. The Bible says, he says, trust not the Pharisees and Sadducees. He says they're wolves in sheep's clothing.
That's right.
They're the ones that has charge over the Bible for all these many years and all the dark ages that we went through from 70 A.D. all the way up, you know, even up to the day. You know, we're just now, our eyes are being opened and everything. But Brother Buddy, I want you to know, it's a great pleasure and a great honor to know you. You've been a close brother to me.
Amen.
And I love you with all my heart, brother.
I
hope and pray that everyone is listening to our voices on this radio tonight will search out their heart and don't take anybody else's word for nothing. Search it out for themselves. Get them a Holman's Bible Dictionary. Get them a Strong's Concordance. And dig.
Amen.
Dig for the truth.
Amen.
Brother, I love you.
May
Yahweh's blessings be upon you. Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh.
Thank you, Brother Jonathan. All right. My good friend, I want to go back about 17, 18 years. Brother Wally's from Etowah, and he's got a radio station that he transmits in Etowah, Tennessee, and he carries Pastor Buddy exclusively there on the station in Etowah. Brother Wally is an experienced radio man, just like our webmaster, Brother Bob, and they are two beings that really I couldn't have been able to get on worldwide radio as much as I have without the expertise and experience of Brother Wally and Brother Bob. And I really appreciate that, Brother Wally, from the bottom of my heart. Brother Wally, come on and give us a word.
Okay, Pastor Buddy, this is Wally, and I'm an old East Tennessee guy. And let me tell you, I've known Pastor Buddy for about, estimating 17, 18 years. And not only is he the best Bible teacher I've ever run, ever known, hands down, a little bit hoarse, so bear with me. He's also a good personal friend, a good close friend that I can depend on, and we sort of depend on each other in many ways. And also, I'd like to compliment the staff and management at WRB, I have to think a minute. They do a fine job. They've been sounding really good here lately. And me being a broadcast engineer myself for many years, I know a good sounding station when I hear them, and they really do a fine job. And we appreciate Mr. Dave France and the rest of the guys working over there for doing such a good job. They put in a good strong signal in my area, and of course they point different transmitters in different directions. I can't verify for them except for the internet feeds, of course. But Pastor Buddy, I'd like to compliment you on your many years of study on not only the King James, but many versions. And he knows the true sacred name, which you don't hear very much in the, I won't name which denomination I grew up in. I don't want to badmouth anyone in particular, but it was one of the mainline churches, and I gave that up, 25, 30 years ago, I guess. I lose track of time. But you guys out there in radio land listening to this broadcast right now, you listen to this Pastor Buddy. He really knows his stuff. And I'll vouch for him for many years that I've known him. And also pray for his health. We all need prayers for our health. Pastor Buddy especially needs some of that right now. We're all getting up in years, and we need your prayers also for the ministry. Pastor Buddy, thank you for being a friend and being what you are. I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you, Brother Wally. We appreciate all these testimonies, ladies and gentlemen. And when Brother Wally mentioned the fact that we are on exclusively WWRB Worldwide Radio, we're also simulcast off of the worldwide internet on two channels tonight, 3.185 and 5050. So if you're listening to us wherever you at on 5050 or 3.185, you're listening to the Shepherd's Call radio broadcast, where we are in fellowship of the festival of the weekend before we begin Pentecost on the 21st, where we're going to have, Brother Wally, a solar eclipse. And it's one of the longest eclipses in this century. And we believe there's a significant meaning to these signs in the heavens. And the Bible tells us to study the heavens. The Bible says for us to search the scriptures for wherein we think we have eternal life, that we have none. And so then, by searching the scriptures, we find that the purpose is to save ourselves. And of course, that's what the Bible said in the book of Acts. It said, save yourself from this untoward generation. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means
turned the truth into a lie to be accepted as a lie and made it stranger than a fiction. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the craftiness of the great deceptor, Satan. Everybody talks about how bad he was to deceive people in the Bible in the old days. Must realize that he's not dead. He's alive and well, and he's doing his job in the hearts and the minds of the people of the world. There is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death, and from such turn away. You know, the divine covenant and the principles is for us to love Yahweh, Mark 12:29, and to serve him with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind, and all of our strength. You know, Brother Wally, Brother Mike, and brethren, it is a wonderful thing to know the truth. You know what the Bible says? It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Brother Mike, are you glad that you know when the Sabbath comes?
I'm very thankful to Yahweh for revealing the truth on the Sabbaths, these new moons, and these Pentecosts. All you people out there listening, tell your children, and everybody you know, there's a first-time event coming up on the 27th of August. You may have already noticed that Mars is already beginning its getting bigger and bigger. 27th of August, first-time event in your lifetime, it will be the size of the moon. Some of you people out there are going to get scared, going to look out there, and you think the world's coming to the end. You think Mars is going to come and get you. Well, Mars, the warring planet, well, it might be a sign that we're going in World War III. And it's looking that way right now. So, Pastor Buddy, I'll hand it back to you. Be sure to stay tuned. At Mars, during the month of August, going to be bigger and bigger in your room. 27th, mark that date. It will be the size of the moon.
Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh, Brother Mike. Amen. You see, the celestial events are happening right now above our head. And the Bible says for us to look up. Now, joining me live right now, again from the great state of Michigan, is another brother from Michigan, my dear friend, and been friends with him for many, many years, Brother Jim Daniels. Brother Jim, bring that testimony here and give us a good word.
How you doing tonight, folks? Welcome. I hope everything's going around the world just fine, and praise Yahweh. Yeah, I've been in this for quite a while now, and some of my mails had addressed to me at Teacher Jim, so. But you ever find out who your Savior was? We were lied to for years and years and years, and I hear I was worshiping someone and something that everybody had the name, that name. I didn't know any different. One night a long, long time ago, I heard the radio program, and somebody said the word Yahweh, and I said, what in the world is a Yahweh? I said, my God, what is this fella talking about? Then I heard another fella talking about it. So I started digging. Then I heard another fella talking about Yahweh. Well, it took me 5 full years to actually uncover, to even get to that point, to find the name of our holy creator, Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
It took that long. Everything is that hid. Well, you think you know a lot about the scriptures, and I've talked to some very highly educated men that have been in the scriptures for 30, 40 years, and you bring a little truth to them, and they start stuttering.
Amen.
Well, that's not that. I said, well, who's Adam? Well, there were two Adams. I says, okay, which one had the soul? Which Adam was the first white man that had a soul? Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, well, you must. You've been in the Word for 40 years. You wouldn't let a guy like me talk you now, would you? Just because I know where it's at and I can show you and tell you? Well, they get all upset. First thing, you're persecuted. Yahweh says, you'll be persecuted for my name's sake. However, I believe it's Matthew 10:24, for those who keep my name's sake shall I save. Wow. Well, the other scripture, which they have changed, says you must be born again. That's a lie. They just changed one word. You must be born from above.
Amen.
And if you're not born from above, you are not a child of Yahweh. Amen. And you are not God's chosen people. And that covers that. And anybody wants to doubt what I say, just prove yourself worthy and study it for yourself, and you'll see things. But I praise Pastor Buddy here. He's really been a tremendous teacher. He still is, and he's always going to be.
Hallelujah.
Yep, hallelujah. But it's been a wonderful little tabernacle down here, and the fellowship was just high quality. That's what Yahweh's looking for, his people. You go to the big churches, and they got quantity. Don't know nothing. They fleece the flock. I'd rather, much rather have one person hanging around me with quality that I could count on, where I could stake my life out if necessary.
Amen.
Than somebody that is for sale, don't even know it.
Amen.
And is of this world, and Yahweh tells you not to love this world.
Or the things of the world.
The things of the world, that's right, also, yeah. Well, I'm a little under the weather tonight, so I'll give the phone back to Buddy. And praise Yahweh, and it was nice talking to you folks around the world tonight. See ya.
Thank you, Brother Jimmy, from the great state of Michigan. And we send out the covenant greetings to the rest of our brothers and sisters in Michigan that couldn't make the journey on this one-day meeting. This is just a one-day meeting. And we're ending our service after a while here. But then we'll go back to our respective homes tomorrow. But we appreciate all those that made a sacrifice to come and a fellowship. You know, we had those two wonderful souls, and that's not bad for a day's work to have two just appear from nowhere practically into our lives, and now in the fellowship have already been repented and baptized in the name of Yahweh. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, why do you stress the importance of baptism? Well, I stress it for this reason, because our Creator stressed it. He will never, and neither should you, accept or receive anything it's not clean. Of course you want clean beings in your presence. And so then, water baptism was for the remission of sin. Sin is something that is dirty, something that Yahweh frowns on. Because did you know the Bible says that no sin will enter where he dwells? So you must be completely remissed of sins. They have to be remitted. And the only way you can get your sins remitted is to repent. Now, the repent means to change, or to be sorry, and to be convicted of guilt, and then to repent and be baptized. We say, well, let's dwell a little bit on the purposes of remission of sin. Did you know in the Bible, in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, that it's written and recorded in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Luke that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes rejected the counsel of Yahweh against themselves, being not baptized of John's baptism? Now, what kind of baptism did John preach? He came into the country preaching repentance and baptism for the remission of sins. Now, again, the Pharisees, they thought they were too good to get baptized. Oh, it's not important. It's not essential.
We've washed in the labor over here 1,000 times, probably, that they said in their mind. Who is this that appears out of the wilderness? This man that is eating locusts and wild honey with a animal skin wrapped around his body to cover his nakedness. Who is this man that says we have to repent? We are the rulers of the Sanhedrin court. We are the parliament of the great nation of Israel. And yet the Bible says clearly that they rejected the counsel of Yahweh against themselves. So John's testimony for the remission of sins was Yahweh's statement through John, the prophet, for people to repent and to be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. We're going to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the Greek version. Repent, every one of you, Peter said in Acts 2:38, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, the New Testament was not written in Greek original. It was in Aramaic. And the Hebrew boys, Peter, James, and John, were ignorant, unlearned, and of course they couldn't speak Greek, so they didn't say Jesus. Peter didn't say Jesus. That name was not in the Aramaic vocabulary. Neither had they been introduced to this strange name that now appears 1,200 years later in the Bible. When they ran with the Messiah, when they ministered in the presence of the Messiah, they only spoke Aramaic, the language of the Hebrews. And this language was carried down through the apostle Peter when he said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. Now that means moving or pardon. But how can you get your sins remitted in whom you've not heard? How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. Let it be said, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is a strong tower. His name is revealed from heaven. And yet people stay with the traditional perverted text of the Greek Orthodox and Roman bailbox churches of the world that has changed even the name of Yahweh. They have quit using that name. That name had been forgotten. It was misused. It was mistranslated. Ladies and gentlemen, there wasn't even a J in the 1611 King James Bible, and then people, you hear these false prophets trying to defend their territory so that they can keep fleecing the flock with a false name. Ladies and gentlemen, flee the hireling, because he'll flee when the wrath of Yahweh is revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness. For those who have blasphemed, for those who have perverted, for those who have misrepresented the truth of Yahweh and changed it into a lie, worshiping a creature that they have made rather than the Creator. And ladies and gentlemen, we know and understand that faith by the world, the principles of faith, was ordained with the things not seen. Take this word richly into your heart. Brother Wally, you got another word there?
Yes, do, Pastor Betty. I just want to make a quick reference. I won't name any names, but I think many of you may know who I'm talking about when I mention this. We have a well-known radio ministry preacher that has recently denounced the name of Yahweh, and I don't know if it's in line to pray for him or against him. I'm not going to say, because I don't have an opinion one way or the other, but I think maybe Yahweh may have some plans for him. So, Pastor Buddy, I don't know, maybe you got some comment on that. I just want to bring that point out.
All right.
Well, I concur and agree wholeheartedly, Brother Wally. For those who fight against the name, we know in the Bible there's experiences of those who would not call upon the name of Yahweh. They loved Zeus. They loved the pagan gods that existed long after Yahweh brought his name and revelations out of the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 14 through verses 17. Now, when I said that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, that means that those who refuse this tower, remember the tower that fell on the wicked ones and destroyed them? Well, when you are fighting against the only name in the universe, there is one scripture that comes to mind that is a reminder of those who fall by the wayside, who pervert the gospel not for the truth's sake, but for the filthy lucre. They love praise. They love the traditional name. They're like the prophets of Baal. They stick to Baal and refuse Yahweh. Well, when Elijah went up on Mount Carmel for a showdown, it was Yahweh time. He performed on the stage, and he performed greatly. He proved that the Baal God was a figment of the Baal prophet's imagination. Since it had become popular even in Israel, every knee in Israel had bowed to Baal, with the exception of 7,001 beings. And, ladies and gentlemen, all the world denies him. Although the world turns their face from him, yet, Brother John, he cannot deny himself.
That's right, brother.
And, ladies and gentlemen, you can fight against Yahweh. You can blaspheme his name. But every time that you do that and then forget and trip up with your own mouth and say at the end of your statement, when you're praising a false god like the Baal gods, and then say, hallelujah. You know what you just said, preacher? You have declared out of your own mouth that Yahweh is the divine creator. Nobody ever says hallelujah. And the J name of Jesus is the only word in the English vocabulary that has a G sound. It don't even have a J sound. The word Joshua in English has a J sound. I wonder why that the name Jesus has a G sound. Well, it's very clear, ladies and gentlemen, and it's very, very plain. They seek to turn their face from the gospel. They seek to climb up another way. And the Bible says, there'll be no other way. For he that climbeth up some other way is nothing more than a thief and a robber. Be sure your sins find you out. And these preachers that are printing their little quarterlies and mailing their little newsletters out to try to insinuate that the name of Yahweh is associated with some false Egyptian god is some desperation attempt to hold on to their pagan gods, because Yahweh is tearing that kingdom down. Ladies and gentlemen, this name is the steamrolling name that is going to roll all of the denying flesh and blood creatures that will not have Yahweh to rule over them. They're going to be victims of the sword and the unmerciful power of the might of the mighty ones as they come on the scene. And Yahweh's word is very plain. Bring them here and slay them before me, who will not or would not that I and my name would rule over them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very plain. Mark 12:29. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. Thou shalt love him with all of your heart, your mind, your strength. And ladies and gentlemen, there's only one God. His name is Yahweh. It never was Jesus, and it never will be, because he don't change. They changed his name from Yahweh to Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, they will not give you that truth. They won't teach you that. You have to hear that from a Yahweh preacher. And so they've invented a letter of substitution for the Y to turn it into a J, and they swear by it, just like the prophets of Baal who cut themselves. And they cried all day long, calling upon Baal, and Elijah, the Hebrew boy, came up on Mount Carmel for a showdown. He redesigned the altar that had been left dormant or destroyed by these unbelieving serpents of Baal. And today they build bell altars in defiance of the method of altar building that was designed and exclusively used by Yahweh. And this old grizzled prophet, who had been weary in the wilderness for so long, who had literally ran for his life to escape Jezebel and Ahab, when Yahweh gave him the word and told him, go to Mount Carmel, gather on top of the mountain where my ancient altar stood, and you repair my altar in the presence of all those Baal prophets. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a large number of these prophets that were up there dancing and prancing and praising Baal, and all of Israel had gone up with the exception of 7,001 to bow their knee. Can you see the revival that these false prophets was having in the days of Elijah? Just like they're having the occasion to have these false evangelists using the pagan name of Jesus, Jesus, changing the letter Y into a J, perverting the gospel, getting accustomed and deceiving the people, and so they stay within their camp of deception. Take heed that they be found fighting against the very name that could offer them salvation through repentance. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've got our message here tonight. You've got our testimonies in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Every word's been established. We can prove these things. It's evident that there was no J in 1611. It was an I in the Hebrew, which was the substitute for the Hebrew Y. They won't tell you these things, but we will. You search these things out for yourself and see if Pastor Buddy is not telling you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of Yahweh is forever settled in heaven. And the Bible says nothing can be added to it, and certainly nothing taken away. Now, we're sponsored tonight by our anonymous sponsor down in the great state of Mississippi. This young man and his family have taken on the burden of sponsoring Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call for two nights every week. Pastor Buddy is now on five nights a week. We'll soon be five nights as soon as we get another time slot. But we're scheduled to be on five nights a week, brought to you courtesy of all of the witnesses that we have, the three nights that I'm on, sponsored by all of our witnesses, Dr. Gary, Brother Paul, and all of my supporters here in the Shepherd's Call Ministry. And we got many. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear Pastor Buddy again Monday night. And you can hear Pastor Buddy again on Wednesday night. And then again on Friday night, and again on Saturday night, and soon coming another time slot to be announced later. So we really appreciate the love and support and the help of all of Yahweh's people. Anything that you can do to contribute to our cause, to bring the gospel, although it's hard,
although it goes against the grain and the nature and the tradition of what you've been taught. Yet there's men and women that love you good enough to send you the word through the spoken lips of mortal man. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Be you also ready, for you know not in what hour that the Son of Man cometh. If you'd like to write me, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Or you can call me on my cell as I'm on a remote location. We're doing the broadcast live here out of Bryson City, North Carolina. Call me at area code 423-259-0606. We have enjoyed our time with you. I'd like to thank all the saints for gathering around the microphone tonight and joining in with their witness for the cause of Yahweh. May the blessings of Yahweh be with you. Honey, we got 1 minute here. You better get over here. We got 1 minute. We're going off the air. So, Miss Polly has got a word for you.
I want to thank Yahweh for being here and being here with all my brothers and sisters again. Thank him for everything, brother. Also, y'all remember him in prayer. Praise Yahweh.
Thank you, Sister Polly. I didn't even know she wanted to testify. Wonderful. This is my mother-in-law, and me and her have never had a short word, and that's unusual for her, the son-in-law and the mother-in-law, to get along as good as we do. But we love each other because we love Yahweh, and we have a tremendous amount of respect for Miss Polly. She's an old saint and old warrior. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I see our time is almost up here. We'll see you next Monday night live on WWRB 3.185. May the blessings be upon your head. Tune into our website, OneYahweh.com. Monday night, Yahweh bless you. Shalom.